This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host for the first hour, Corey Fleck, and I appreciate everybody joining us, tuning in, spending some time on your weekend to, first of all, listen to our show, and then also for everybody who is on our website to weigh in. Earlier this week, I know the posting was light, but that was because I was at the Beaver Creek Conference, and it was a great conference. I had well over 30 meetings with individual companies, and I am planning on bringing on a number of those companies. I have just over 10 companies that caught my radar that I think fundamentally are well set up for what could be a more sustainable run in the metals and resource sector in general. So be sure to check out kereport.com on a regular basis throughout the next couple weeks for some introductions into these companies. And again, be sure to email me all your thoughts on not just the companies that we have, but also on our guests and any topics that you would like to hear. I am reachable 7 days a week at fleck@kereport.com. I always love hearing from all of our listeners. That being said, let's get this show underway with Peter Buchvar, the chief market analyst for the Lindsay Group. And Peter, I follow along with everything you write on your one free, or not your one subscription site, The Book Report, which I will post a link to. Let's talk about what we saw this week in terms of, first of all, the Fed meeting and Fed policy. They, I think, told everybody that they were going to start unwinding their balance sheet at a very slow rate. And again, they pointed to December as another rate hike opportunity that it seems like as long as the markets stay up there, they're going to follow through on that. Let's get your recap of what we heard from the Fed today, please.
Yeah, it's unprecedented because we've never had this before in terms of not only enlarging the balance sheet to the extent that they did, but now trying to manage the reduction in the size of it. And yeah, it starts gradually, but by the fourth quarter of next year, it's going to be $50 billion a month. So the size picks up rather quickly, and before you know it, there's going to be many hundreds of billions of dollars of liquidity that's going to be sucked out of the markets and the financial system. At the same time, the Fed wants to raise rates again, like you said, in December, and they want to raise rates again next year. Now, whether the economy and markets accommodate then remains to be seen, but that is their goal. And we have to remember that when Bernanke was rationalizing QE, he said, he was asked, well, isn't this monetizing the debt? And he said, no, it's not, because it's only temporary. Well, here we are 9 years into this, and it's obviously no longer temporary. Therefore, the Fed really has no choice but to start shrinking their balance sheet, at least on the Treasury side, but certainly on the MBS side, where you had the median home price essentially at a record high. You have rent increases going up 4 to 5%, and the Fed owns a third of the MBS market. Well, what's the rationalization there? So that is a process that needs to happen. But I think if you think that it's going to be somewhat of a smooth process, I think that's more wishful thinking.
So, Peter, in all fairness, this year the Fed has pretty much followed through on most everything they said they were going to do in terms of rate hikes, and now even starting to unwind the balance sheet. As we look into next year, and we saw the dot plot again pointing to another 3 rate hikes next year, do you believe the forward guidance that we're seeing, considering the pretty significant changes that are going to be made in terms of who's even a part of the voting members coming into next year and potentially even Yellen?
No, the dot plots that they released on Wednesday for 2018 are worthless because, as you said, the complexion of the committee is going to be completely different. And is Yellen going to stay on? Or if she does not, does Trump want a lookalike in terms of easy money, or is he going to lean more on the hawkish side? So 2018 projections that we saw Wednesday, again, worthless.
Yeah, I would agree with you, because we are seeing some major changes, or we will see some major changes, and we just don't know which way Trump is leaning right now. Peter, let's also talk about this comment that I've been reading that you've been making quite consistently, is that QE, when it started, no doubt helped out the markets. Now that we're going through a QT, a quantitative tightening, shouldn't we be expecting some downward pressure on the markets, almost the inverse here?
Yes. It may not be symmetrical in the beginning because of the very modest pace at which they are starting out. But when they start getting to 30, 40, 50 billion a month of liquidity coming out of the markets, I mean, people have to remember that a key part of the bull market was multiple expansion. And we had multiple expansion because of QE and negative of zero interest rates. And that was the reason. Well, if liquidity is now coming out of the system and interest rates are going to continue to go up, you're going to get a tightening of at least credit. And I believe it's going to be a major headwind for multiples. So to think that somehow the P multiple in the market, which is like 18 times earnings now, forward earnings are going to just stay the same while the Fed gets deeper with this tightening, I just think is going to be mistaken. And the question is when does it happen? And the market is basically playing this game of Russian roulette with the Fed. And every month, a bullet goes in the chamber and the market squeezes it. And they're hoping that no bullet comes out. So I can't tell you which month that the bullets start to come out of that gun, but I know that they will at some point. Again, the deeper the central bank gets with tightening.
Now, what about long-term rates? We still haven't seen any significant increase in long-term rates. We're still seeing quite a flat yield curve, and I think that's a lot of the reason why the Fed is looking at unwinding some of this balance sheet, maybe to have an impact on longer-term rates. Do you think this goes hand-in-hand with that bullet when it does finally hit the chamber, when the trigger is pulled, that also starts to move?
Well, I think this flattening is the market, again, telling people that they're worried about the economic impact of this tightening. And whether it's because of the rise in the short end yield or the depressants that I do expect to happen in markets. I mean, we have to remember that the U.S. economy is growing 2%. So the Fed is now stepping up their tightening in the same 2% mediocre economy at the same time that equity valuations have only been higher once. So I think that people should be worried about the flattening of the yield curve and the message that it sends, and that the bond market at least is not comfortable with the economic impact of what the Fed is bringing to us.
Peter, as a real quick comment, what about the U.S. dollar movements, too? The dollar saw a bit of a bounce off this pretty low level that it is continuing to trade at. But again, through the end of the week, it started to sell off.
I think it's two things. It's the curve flattening here, and it is people looking at, okay, yes, the Fed is doing what they're doing, but the Fed is about to embark – I'm sorry, the ECB is about to embark on further tapering. The Bank of Japan is already in a subtle tapering, and the Bank of Canada is raising interest rates, and the Bank of England is about to raise interest rates. And I think that is what the focus is. And this trading in the dollar is for dollar bulls is rather alarming. That here, like you said, the Fed reminded everybody they really want to raise in December when the market was only pricing in about a third of a percent chance. Now it's about two-thirds, that the dollar still cannot get out of its own way.
Yeah, it's crazy. That dollar is still remaining quite low, and that's something we're going to continue to touch on next segment, because I am bringing you back next segment. We're going to talk about maybe why the euro is staying so strong, and you alluded to it, maybe what the ECB, the road they're going down. But we'll also look at some economic data out of Europe. Plus, we'll touch on this one thing that I think investors are holding on to in their mind, this hope of some sort of tax reform to keep these markets at these high levels. Both of these topics will be discussed next segment. Everybody, make sure you stick around for that segment. Peter, we're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with Peter Buchvar. And Peter, as I said at the end of last segment, let's talk about what's going on in the euro and this bullish trade that continues to be euro strength. potentially on the back of the ECB starting and or at least going down some more hawkish type of monetary policy. But also, let's look at some of the economic data out of Europe. First of all, the strength in the euro, you think, is a lot due to what the ECB has been talking about recently?
I think predominantly, but you also have a European economy that's growing at about 2%, which is modest, generally speaking, but very good for the European region. So between the better economic news and the expected tapering from the ECB, I mean, we could put into perspective that the euro went from 140 to 105. So now it's just back to 120. And in fact, since the euro was created in 1999, 120 is actually the average. So this is not a high level of the euro in that context, but certainly it got way overdone on the downside. And this is some pretty good mean reversion when back at 105, the long dollar trade was one of the most crowded we've seen in a long time in any trade.
So it really is just taking a step back and realizing where we stand in terms of maybe longer-term averages with the currencies. What about some of this better economic data that we have seen out of Europe? What's caught your eyes? What do you think is noteworthy? And maybe what do you think is a bit overdone?
Well, what I think is interesting is post-crisis, you had Spain, for example, and even Italy's trying with labor market reforms. France has gone through a political earthquake with a business-friendly president, which I think is a really big deal. Germany's been obviously a stalwart on the growth side. And I think it's a combination of political calm, so to speak, at the same time that there's been some liberalization of some of their economies. And again, 2% is not really that big of a deal compared to the U.S., but for that region, it's a big deal. And how does the Mario Draghi and ECB look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what, printing all this money and having negative interest rates is the right thing because we only have 1.5% inflation instead of 2%. It's monetary madness in the context of reality of their economy right now.
It's a crazy financial world that we are living in. Peter, let's jump back across the pond, back into the U.S. And again, these hopes of tax reform, it seems like no matter what doesn't happen in politics, there is still this optimism that something will happen. And right now the focus is on some sort of tax reform out of the Trump administration. Where do you stand on maybe the potential of this even happening?
The Republicans desperately want this to happen by the end of the year. And I do think, they want it done. Whether it happens, I'll say it's between 50 and 75%. Because we're going to get an outline next week of what they want, but then all the trading goes on behind the scenes of how to pay for it and who's going to lose their deductions and who's not going to lose their deductions. I think that it's most likely, I'm hoping it happens by the end of the year, but it doesn't matter because the actual benefit won't be seen until next year anyway. And so the question is whether this is going to be growth stimulative or just some reform that is growth stimulative, big picture, long term, rather than any short term jolt to the economy. So I went into 2017 and I'm probably going to repeat it going into 2018 is that it's going to be a tug of war between the easing of fiscal policy, assuming tax reform eventually does happen, on the one hand, and with the tightening of monetary policy on the other hand. And with markets as expensive as they are, as bubblicious as they are, typically in this situation, it's going to be the direction of monetary policy that ends up driving things. For now, I think the hopes for tax reform has put a floor under this market. I think people ask me, why is there buys on every dip? And I keep going back, it's because everyone has their chips on tax reform. Just look at the Russell 2000 performance over the past week. As just the commentary started to pick up on tax reform, the Russell 2000 is outperforming. That is what is keeping this market up. They're ignoring the depressant that will be monetary policy for now, but I think that's going to be only temporary.
You are right, Peter. Even the naysayers for the markets are still saying, oh, yeah, well, if tax reform really does come through, then that could add a boost to the markets. Do you think that there's a high probability that even when some sort of tax reform comes through, then the market is going to try to look to another reason, another avenue to keep these markets elevated, and they just might not find it this time?
People forget that we've already priced in tax reform. In 2016, the S&P 500 was up 10%. Earnings were zero. Now earnings growth was zero. Now we're up another 10%, and earnings will be up about 10%. So we've already priced in tax reform. That's what people, for some reason, they seem to forget, that we've had this massive multiple expansion because we priced this in already. That's why I keep harping back to the importance of monetary policy in impacting the multiples that people pay. Before 2013 started, when QE3 was underway, the S&P was trading at 14 times earnings. Now, on a trailing basis, we're trading north of 20 times earnings.
That's just crazy to think about, isn't it? And I agree with everything you say there, that monetary policy is the main driver here. But, hey, the market can, at least in short-term periods, and this one feels like even a long-term period, find other reasons to continue to move higher. What is your play, then? If people are worried, what are the safe havens, or will even the safe havens benefit from, again, touching back on what we said in that first segment, when that bullet does finally reach that chamber?
Well, the more things get expensive, the less and less places are to hide. Cash is the obvious one. Outside of that, just getting back to the performance in the dollar and how poorly it's trading, the beneficiary is, of course, going to be gold. Gold is about to is holding this 1300 level in the face of what will likely be a fifth rate hike and a shrinking of the Fed balance sheet. So I remain a bull. I think the action is pretty impressive in light of the expectations of further tightening. And that is one place to hide. I've been a big fan of emerging markets the last couple of years, but here I have to acknowledge that they're obviously not as cheap. But over time, when I say over time, I'm talking in the next 5 years, I'd rather be in Asian markets. I'd rather be in Brazil than in the U.S. markets. Now, if the U.S. sells off, there's no question that the whole world will sell off. But I think emerging markets are going to, and I said this 2 years ago, will continue to outperform U.S. markets, both in terms of growth potential and value potential. And that's on the equity side and also on the fixed income side.
Hey, Peter, as always, it's great chatting with you. And again, I will be posting the link to your website for people that want just straightforward information, recaps of data that we're seeing, not just in the U.S., but around the world, and included with that some of your commentary that I think is some of the most valuable out there. So it's one of the many reasons we spend two segments with you on a regular basis. This is a guy to listen to, everyone. So, Peter, really appreciate your time this weekend.
Thanks so much for having me, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we're going to take a little step away from all the economics chatter and all the precious metals talk and focus on currencies. I have a new guest joining me on the show. His name is Jamie Johnson. He writes NoBSFXTrading.com. Jamie was introduced to me by a good friend that I know that's an investor and also runs actually a precious metals exploration company. And he said, you know what, you should really talk to Jamie. He has some great comments on currencies and he's just a really nice guy. And what I can say is he was spot on. I'm happy to be having Jamie join us on the show. And Jamie has outlined a number of different currency markets that he is watching closely with his newsletter. To keep everything in mind, Jamie is a technical trader. He focuses on the charts, and that's why I recommend clicking the link below this interview in this weekend show posting to follow along with the charts that we are watching. Jamie, first and foremost, before we get into the charts, can you give us a little bit of background and how you got into writing this currency trading newsletter?
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me, Corey. I appreciate this. And I've been in the business for about 17 years now, both trading and doing my analysis. I was first introduced in this business by my stepfather, Robert Miner, who's the president of Dynamic Traders Group. And I started trading stocks and ETFs, and I was the chief trade strategist for Dynamic Traders since then. And the natural progression of things, I really got into Forex trading, and I broke off from my stepfather's business because he's mainly futures. I like the high volume, 24-hour nature of the Forex markets. So then I started my own newsletter and advisory service focusing just on the Forex. And I continue to trade Forex on a daily basis myself.
All right, Jamie, let's start off. And let's start at the top of this document that you sent me talking about the pound and dollar ratio. It's been in a bit of a recovery ever since it bottomed in early October of 2016. It's been grinding higher, you could say. What are your technicals telling you about what we could see in the pound dollar?
Well, it looks like we're near at least a multi-week high, okay? And that's any multi-week high right now could be a multi-month high because the monthly oscillators are overbought also. The rally off the October 2016 low has more what I say corrective characteristics. It's more of an overlapping wave pattern. And we have this recent week's high in strong resistance. It's wide range resistance, but it's strong nonetheless. The 50% to 61.8% retracement resistance zone of the June 2016 to October 2016 decline. So pattern-wise, everything's in place for a multi-week, very likely a multi-month high. And if it's a corrective high, a decline to below the October 2016 low should follow. That's pretty much it, though. The most important factor is a multi-month high could be a potential corrective high.
Okay, I got you, Jamie. And then this chart is also somewhat similar to what we're seeing in the Aussie dollar U.S. chart. Again, a bit of a recovery ever since January of 2016. I just have to say I do appreciate these longer-term charts that you're sending us. I think sometimes, well, I know that our audience, if we look too short-term, they lose a little bit of interest. So these are more longer-term plays that Jamie is helping us look at. What are the similarities between the Aussie dollar and the pound that you're seeing?
The big similarity is the pattern off the January 2016 low. It's overlapping. I keep using my mouse here and forgetting that you can't see it. But compared to the decline from the July 2014 high to the January 2016 low, you could see the rally off the January 2016 low has an overlapping wave pattern characteristic of a correction. And the recent high actually in the Australian dollar is in a narrow range resistance area, a typical wave 5 price target in Elliott wave terms. Okay, so pretty much the same thing. If a corrective high is at or near completion, the January 2016 low should eventually be taken out.
All right, so some interesting moves to watch in both of these markets, because if we do see those reversals, well, it is still a fair way down to reach some of those lows that we've seen, well, a year and a half ago now, even about a year and three quarters ago. Jamie, what about the U.S. dollar Japanese yen? I know a lot of our audience follows the Japanese yen because it is considered one of those almost safe haven currencies in terms of, well, it almost follows what's going on in the precious metals price as well. So that's why people are following it closely. What are your technicals telling you for this ratio?
Well, first of all, keep in mind the U.S. dollar Japanese yen cross trades inversely to the actual currency, okay, or the futures market. So while it looks like a corrective low here in the U.S. dollar Japanese yen, Forex market is actually a corrective high, just like the other two markets that we're looking at previously in the actual currency, okay? I just wanted to point that out. So they're all in similar positions currency-wise or future markets-wise, okay? The difference between this market and the other two markets we just looked at is it's a very high probability that the September low that's in strong support is already a multi-month low, okay? It's at least made the initial signals that the September low is a multi-month wave C corrective low. And if this is the case, we should have a rally to at least above the December 2016 high.
Jamie, any idea on time frame for this? Because that is still a pretty impressive rally from where we're at.
Time frame wise, I'm a little bit of a timing guy, not too much, but I mean, if this is a corrective low, then the trend should be up for a few, if not several months, I would say.
Okay, and again, follow along on these charts on that document that is posted with this weekend show. Let's now talk euro-dollar. This has been a very interesting market with a lot of traders leaning towards a more euro-bullish, U.S. dollar-bearish trade. There are a number of different reasons why people are saying that they're doing this. I still am struggling to buy into how aggressively the euro has moved up against the dollar. But what are your technicals telling you?
Okay, first of all, everyone wants to talk about the euro. This is the market I least want to talk about, but you got to give the people what they want.
Yes, so, you do.
Let's go. So, bottom line is, out of all the markets we've just looked at, the euro is giving me the least information in my analysis to determine when a high is going to be complete. The next resistance level is the 50% retracement of the May 2014 to January 2017 decline. Weekly oscillators are mixed, which doesn't help too much with the situation. And very likely the immediate upside will be limited to this 50% to 61.8% retracement zone in the chart, but that's very wide range. So that doesn't help us too much. So here's a few things to look at. I've already talked about three of the main Forex markets looking to be at or near multi-month reversals. There's also a few more that I look at. And if they, the main markets tend to make reversals at or near the same time, okay? So if there's going to be multi-month reversals in a lot of the Forex markets, bottom line, there's probably going to be a multi-month reversal in the euro. As of right now, the only thing to look at would be a decline below a minor swing low. And in the weekly chart, a decline below the low of the week ending August 18th, that's in the chart, that would be the initial signal a multi-month high would be complete, okay? One more important factor, though, which differs in the euro, is the rally off the January 2017 low has more impulsive than corrective characteristics. So a multi-month high would not be a corrective high. Maybe just a minor high that would have a decline to maybe some strong support having to do with some retracements, Fibonacci retracements. But the bottom line is a multi-month high should not be the degree of a high as the other markets.
If anybody wants any follow-up questions answered by Jamie or, again, more information on his newsletter and trading service, please feel free to email me. Jamie, thanks for joining us this weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, and in this segment, we're going to get right into it because I have a lot to discuss with Byron King. Byron, you and I were chatting off mic quite extensively, actually, kind of recapping some of the companies that caught my eye at that recent Beaver Creek conference, but then also talking big picture regarding how you balance out, and you do it actually quite nicely in your newsletter, but the difference between investing in an exploration company, a development company, and a production company. Within your newsletter with Jim Rickards, you have these all broken down, and you have companies within each of these sectors that you are recommending. But how do you balance when you are investing in these companies? Obviously, the more risky explorers can provide a better upside, but some of these production plays, even these development plays, can be very slow news-wise. How do you balance out these three almost different stage companies?
Well, it is a judgment call in the sense of what will I talk about this month, next month, the month afterwards. And, you know, because we intentionally broke the newsletter into those three sectors that you discussed, exploration, development, production. I mean, Jim Rickards' thesis is that the price of gold is destined, you know, probably sooner rather than later, that is destined to go up. And he has a very, very strong academic and policy and, you know, just sort of street smarts case for why this is so. I mean, he's written 4 books on gold. He knows a few things. I mean, he spent years on Wall Street. He knows all that. He's on first name basis with the Federal Reserve people. He knows all that. So, you know, he knows what he's talking about when it comes to gold. So in terms of, you know, the Rickards thesis of rising price of gold, we want to have production guys, production plays in the newsletter because they are extremely leveraged to the rising price of gold. And in the sense that things go down as well as up, I mean, for example, this week we're having a decline in gold and silver prices, you know, from those $1,330 levels of, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago. They're down to like $1,290, you know, on Thursday. So, it's moving around, but, we think it'll get back up. So the production guys are essentially, your exposure to the optionality of rising prices or falling. And so with a rising price, we think the production guys can do really well. On the exploration side, which we were talking about earlier, obviously with exploration, I mean, you know, you want a good land package and you want a really good management team, you know, good managers who can raise the funds and good geologists who know how to spend them wisely. You know, there's, you know, and in that sense, you've got the remarkable upside of a really great exploration play. I mean, you can, you know, a company can be very frustrating in the sense that, gee, not a lot's happening, not a lot's happening, not a lot's happening. All of a sudden, boom, there's a monster hole or something like that. Now, I do not believe in the concept of exploring by drilling, because that's a really expensive way to explore. I mean, you explore by thinking. I think we've had this discussion. I remember saying this a few other times. If you check the archives, you explore by thinking. I mean, you come up with your model, you do your geology, you do your historical work, you spend the cheap money first. I mean, you do the geophysics, the aerial surveys, what have you. You do the surface sampling, the mapping, the channel sampling, you know, the trenching. That because that's cheap money in the sense that you can get a lot of geology and a lot of knowledge out of that work. As opposed to the $200 and $300 a meter, you know, drilling work that you're doing in some of these, you know, remote climbs, you know. So first you build your model as an explorer, and then you drill it and you confirm your model through the drilling. But again, with explorers, you know, you've got that upside. And, you know, we've had really nice, one of the explorers that we've talked about along the way, you know, Auren Resources, you know, AUG on the New York Stock Exchange. Auren, they have a very, very thoughtful, very well programmed approach to doing their exploration. And so I think you've got a lot of upside there with Auren, you know. And then you get the developers, and developers, they too can be, you know, very frustrating. I mean, you get certain companies that they're just sort of in a trough. They're in the doldrums, the Sargasso Sea of investment, where nothing is happening because they're waiting for the permits from some bureaucrat at the Corps of Engineers or the EPA or whoever, you know, you're waiting for some government entity to decide if they're going to build a road or if they're going to string a power line extension into some valleys. You know, I mean, so the developers can be very, slow and frustrating, but sometimes you get a developer who decides to just sort of make their own luck. You know, I mean, one example of that would be Victoria Gold up in the Yukon. Victoria, you know, is a fully permitted through the exploration, through the whole phase into early development, and they're ready to start. And in fact, they've started. I mean, John McConnell, who's the CEO, he went out and he secured $400 million worth of financing, and they're moving dirt. They're rolling the bulldozers out there, you know, clearing the trees, clearing the hillside, moving the topsoil, you know, digging into the rock. And, you know, I've seen photos. He emails me these shots and these photos. You know, here's where the main pit's going to be. Here's where the tailings pile's going to be. Here's where the crusher's going to be. And I mean, right now, as we speak, they're doing that kind of prep work. So, you know, he keeps moving the ball down the field. And, you know, if he gets bought, he gets bought. Great. You know, if he doesn't get bought, he's still, you know, he's building a mine. And then while he's doing that, he's doing a lot of extension drilling around the periphery of the principal project. The Eagle project is the name of it. And he's doing extra drilling in these places like Potato Patch and Spinach and, you know, all these interesting little names that, you know, that people come up with for the, in the gold mining business. But he's finding gold. And I can't speak for the company in a technical sense, certainly not officially, but I am of the opinion, based on the drill results that I've seen now, that if we just froze everything and redid the resource numbers, you would see a remarkably higher and better resource number for Victoria Gold. I would hope that, you know, that any potential buyer out there is also doing that kind of back office work. And you know, that sort of thinking work, that engineering work. But meanwhile, like I said, you know, in terms of developments, Victoria Gold is making its own luck.
So, Byron, in terms of exploration companies, I agree with you. Companies like Orin, who have money, and I also like that they have multiple targets. They're not just depending on one target to be a game changer for their company. They have multiple areas that they will be exploring in. Whether some of these explorers are just focused in one region or multiple regions, I do like to see the multiple target aspect of it. But as for these development companies, I think we've all seen that curve where the stock price typically goes up during a discovery and then comes back down and almost reaches this trough while the development is starting, and then as production picks up, the stock price also appreciates. These development plays, when they're talking about potentially selling to another company or, frankly, just going through production themselves, what do you pay most attention to? What are the questions you ask them?
Well, obviously, you want to see progress, even if it's quiet progress. You know, you want to know that. You know, if they're relying on permits, for example, we're waiting for our permits. Well, okay, did you do everything that you need to do to get the permit? I mean, did you really dot all your I's, cross all your T's? You know, who was the environmental consultant? Who was the water consultant? You know, who were the civil engineers? Who were the geotechnical engineers? You know, who were the transportation people? You know, you want to make sure that you're not waiting and waiting and waiting month after month, and all of a sudden something gets kicked back. You know, another angle is you've got to keep, when you're talking about the time factor, you certainly have to keep an eye on the jurisdiction. You know, I mean, because politics change, and politics change in developing countries, emerging economies on the other side of the world. Politics change in the United States or in Canada too. You know, politics change in Mexico, and so you have to be careful. I mean, you know, Mexico has an election in I think it is next year, and who's the guy, Obrador, who may well win the presidency? He's sort of the anti-Trump kind of candidate, and he may do well. I'm not predicting it, but I'm just saying that he's the leader out there. Well, you know, he's not nearly as international friendly or as mining friendly or whatever as some people that we've seen in the past. So in terms of a development, you know, you want to keep an eye on the jurisdiction.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but Byron and I did continue our conversation about some more companies and further about general investing themes that he's going with in terms of the resource industry. Be sure to check out our website, kereport.com, or check out our podcast, Corlin Economics Report. Everybody stick around for the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.